And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. You know what blows my mind? For a decade, nearly a decade, Chinese coders have had access to the Department of Defense's cloud systems. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth just killed this Obama-Biden digital escorts program that literally gave nationals from our biggest adversary access to our military-sensitive information. Microsoft was paying these Chinese coders, supposedly under American supervision, to work on DoD systems. And the reaction of Hegseth? If you're thinking America first and common sense, this doesn't pass either of those tests. Meanwhile, in Arkansas, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is showing what actual workplace reform looks like. Not the woke version, but the real version. She's rolling out an infant at work policy, letting parents bring their babies 4 weeks to 6 months old into state offices. But the kicker here, she's also ending remote work for state employees and extending office hours, saying that state employees serve our citizens best when they collaborate in person. The Treasury Secretary just dropped a bombshell. Trump's tariffs could bring in well over $500 billion annually, maybe even approaching a trillion. The Congressional Budget Office now says this could reduce deficits by $4 trillion over 10 years. Remember just a few months ago when economists says tariffs would destroy the economy? They're awfully quiet now that customs duty collections jumped from $7 billion last July to nearly $21 billion. This July. Well, here's a story that should terrify every parent. A 16-year-old boy took his own life after months of conversations with ChatGPT about suicide. When the young man uploaded a photo of noose marks on his neck, asking if anyone would notice, ChatGPT told him how to hide them better. When he said he wanted someone to notice he was struggling, the AI responded, "You're not invisible to me. I saw it. I see you." And when the young man showed ChatGPT a noose in his closet asking, "Is this good?" the AI replied, "Yeah, that's not bad at all." His parents are now suing OpenAI, and they absolutely should, because this wasn't a glitch. It was, as the lawsuit states, the predictable result of deliberate design choices to foster psychological dependency. The Trump administration just put 40 states on notice. Remove gender ideology from your federally funded education programs within 60 days or lose millions. New York stands to lose over 6 million, and Pennsylvania, 4.6 million. What are they teaching? That gender identity may be man, woman, or something that doesn't fit labels at all. The acting assistant secretary, Andrew Gradison, didn't mince words, saying federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.